Nolte, Oscar nominations prove Trump's America is not racist, Hollywood is. By John Nolte on January 14, 2020. One notable fact found in the 2020 Oscar nominations is that 19 of the 20 actors nominated are white. Cynthia Erivo, the star of Harriet, is the only non-white actor to earn a nomination. She's phenomenal, by the way. Everyone else nominated is considered white. Yes, Antonio Banderas is nominated for Best Actor, but he is Spanish, not Mexican, so he's considered white, or Caucasian. Hell, I don't know. If Banderas is considered white, why can he play Zorro but David Caruso can't? It's also stupid. Charlize Theron was born in Africa. Had she been nominated, would she be considered African-American? See how lame this all is? Anyway, what we do know is that Erivo is the only black person nominated. We also know America is not the problem, racist Hollywood is. Please take a gander at this. Look at the disproportionate number of black stories that earned an A+ cinema score from everyday American moviegoers. Out of those 53 movies, you can argue that at least 21 focus on black stories and narratives. This, when black people make up just 12% of the American population. Nevertheless, their stories still make up nearly 40% of the movies everyday Americans have given an A+ cinema score. In other words, when it comes to awarding movies with the highest quality award available to them, the very same Americans who elected Trump president are disproportionately rewarding black stories with an A+. Meanwhile, more than a half century after the civil rights movement, oh-so-progressive and left-wing Hollywood gives its top award, an Oscar nomination, to just 5% of black actors. 40% win from everyday Americans. 5% win from oh-so-progressive, left-wing Hollywood. For 20 years, America has disproportionately rewarded black stories. For 20 years, the same Hollywood that dares to lecture the rest of us about race has disproportionately rewarded whitey. It's not as though there were no non-white actors to nominate this year. You had Jennifer Lopez in Hustlers. I wasn't a big fan of the movie itself, but there is no question she knocked it out of the park. Everyday Americans also embraced this Hustlers. It made $100 million domestic, which is a whole lot more than some of the movies starring all these white nominees. What about Eddie Murphy in Dolomite, or Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan in Just Mercy, which received an A+ cinema score, or Lupita Nyong'o in Us, which grossed $175 million domestic? Sam Jackson has never won an Oscar. He's one of the most popular stars in the country, and has been for decades. Same with Eddie Murphy and Will Smith. The same America Hollywood regularly attacks as racist has made superstars out of countless black actors, made icons of them, while Hollywood, year after year, decade after decade, snubs and ignores them. No, the problem here is not America or Americans. It is Hollywood, a far-left institution that loves to lecture the rest of us about race as though we are the problem when it is the problem.